Welcome to the Family Business Connection, a Prairie Family Business Association podcast where we lift up the stories behind family businesses who thrive for generations. I'm your host, Stephanie Larscheid. On Family Business Connection, we explore the topics our family business members request most often: communication, culture, innovation, leadership, strategy, and succession, through hearing from the family business leaders who are solving problems day in and day out and building a legacy for their businesses and their families. In this episode, we welcome Jake Kwanzi and Becky Word to Family Business Connection. Jake is the Chief Operating Officer and Becky is the Chief of Staff for Lloyd Companies, a Sioux Falls-based real estate company offering development, construction, property management, hospitality, and apartments. As key non-family leaders of a family business, we hear their unique perspective of how the Lloyd family's plan for succession evolved over time, including how they incorporated employee input. In our conversation, we discuss how Lloyd Companies has developed a board and the transformation that process has had on several areas of the company. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Family Business Connection. Before we get into the conversation, here's a word from our sponsor, VTH Works. A big thank you to this episode's sponsor, Kyle Kangas. Kyle Kangas of VTH Works is an EOS implementer who helps family businesses gain vision, get traction, and become healthy. Kyle Kangas leads the Prairie Family Business Team in our annual planning and quarterly meetings. EOS can become a game changer for family business owners. We see that within our families who operate on EOS and in our own organization's growth and operational structure. Learn more at eosworldwide.com/Kyle-Kangas. So today we're here to talk about what a board can do for a family business. And we're joined by Jake and Becky from Lloyd Companies, who are non-family members of Lloyd Companies and have really experienced what a board can do for you, your employees, the family. And so I'm really excited about what we're going to cover today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Jake, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Jake Kwasny. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Lloyd Companies. I started 9 years ago as corporate counsel and just kept saying yes to different responsibilities till sit here today.
Great. Becky.
Yeah, Becky Word. I've been with Lloyd for 13 years and Chief of Staff, but I was hired as the HR manager at first. And then just like Jake, it just keeps evolving. And as we grow, adding positions and changing the structure. So
it's one of the beauties of being with a family business. Mm-hmm. You grow as the company grows, and you're certainly a case in point for that. What is Lloyd Companies, Jake?
Yeah. So we're a full service real estate firm. We do everything from the real estate brokerage, property management, construction development. We raise capital. We've got a manufacturing company. So we really cover the whole gamut of what goes into building places. And so over the course of 50 years, 52 years now, have evolved from a small property management and home builder to what we are today with over 10,000 apartments and several large commercial projects in the community that you can see if you go downtown in any of the communities that we're in.
What we're going to talk about today takes us back about 12 years in time from the origins of how we started this family business planning. And back then, maybe 150 employees. Yep. 12 years ago. And today we're at 400.
Yep. So we're 450.
Okay. So that really shows the growth and maturing of what's happened over these 12 years. So when we go back to the beginning, when the family said, we need a succession plan, we need to start working on what's going to happen next, and you turn to an employee survey. Talk about that experience, Becky.
Sure. So when Craig decided that, you know, there's the story that has always been told about how he asked the family, sat them down and said, okay, you know, who's going to run the company when I'm not? And Chris always says he's the only one that actually raised his hand because the daughters were not interested in doing that. And so as it got to be more and more serious and they were putting Chris into that role to work right underneath Craig before he retired, as it got more real, people started getting really nervous, especially the employees that had been with Lloyd for a while. And so we did a survey and we asked the leadership team and some of the employees that had been with us for quite a while, if they could just write down their concerns, because we decided it was probably best we just talk about them. And so that happened, and we got the results back. And so Craig and Chris and everyone that filled out that survey, we sat in a room and we went around, and you know, Craig just started addressing the issues and really, really gave us a sense of peace, I think, like just really, really reassured us that it's going to be okay, that he was going to be working with Chris and train him on all these things. And Chris, you know, it was kind of hard at first. I mean, for us to be honest with Chris as well, and because we were really saying like what we didn't trust that he was maybe going to be able to do. Because here, obviously, Craig was the founder, he and Pat, and Chris was new and young into obviously going to be running this company. So, but he's done a phenomenal job.
And it all started with that input, mm-hmm. that people said, we want to know what's going to happen. We don't yep. want this to happen behind closed doors where we're all wondering about the future of Lloyd Companies. Yep. We want to know our job security, the presence in the community where we are.
So that transparency is huge. I think that's one thing that the Lloyd family has done a phenomenal job with along their entire journey, being very transparent and just sitting us down and having that conversation. A lot of people like to, you know, hide behind that. They don't want to talk about the tough things. And that is one thing that I've really learned from Craig, particularly, like, you know what, you got to talk about the tough stuff too. And so we did that, and you can see where we're at today. It's working, yeah.
And around that time is when an advisory board was formed. And the advisory board, tell us how that has formed over time into a fiduciary board and what that's done for the two of you as key leaders in the company, as well as for your whole all your employees. Sure. What has a board done for you?
I'll let you start, Jake.
Yeah. It was huge that Craig recognized the need for something to kind of balance that out and create continuity behind him. And so that first board that came in was a group of people who understood our business, knew a lot of the people, and they were able to come in and start to provide that. And Craig had the opportunity to see it evolve as opposed to something that was just kind of come into play after he was gone. He actually got to see it. He got to participate in it. He got to experience it. And really, at least in those early days, direct it. I mean, he was still responsible for it, but what you see over the course of that decade was Craig shifted from the guy who was responsible for everything to Chris really took it and put a group of people that now we have people who are experts in each of those areas and a great team that comes along and is held accountable by that board, including Craig. And so that opportunity to go through the last 12 years and really for him to see it, participate in it, change it where it needed to be changed along the way, help to find the right people to come in and strike that balance as board members and management. And it's really become something that is a pretty powerful tool in our business.
You've operated with a board that really focuses on ownership, family, and management, and how those three pieces all come together. And when you think about what the board does for continuous improvement, fulfilling your roles every day, talk about how that feels.
I mean, what they allow us to do is elevate, you know, founders. Craig still today, he operates so much in the day-to-day when he's thinking about how many pieces of sheetrock were hanging down at the steel district today. And so that's a really critical thing, and we need a lot of people thinking about it. But in order to think about where we're going over the next 5 and 10 years and protecting the legacy and impact of what he's done, the board challenges us to be having conversations and real conversations about plans over the next 12 months, 36 months, 5 years that have substance and really has allowed us to grow and improve and elevate those conversations.
I will say that in the beginning when forming the board, it was really clunky for us in management, particularly. We weren't sure what to expect, and we didn't know what to provide in the board notes. We were all just emailing each other, like, what are you putting in there? What are you putting in there? Like, we just didn't have any idea what we were supposed to do. So we just told what was happening. Well, then over time, we realized we're probably telling too much because now we're getting, you know, the board way into the weeds and providing details we didn't need to tell them, when actually where their support would have been more on the strategy versus, you know, what this next policy was going to be. So it was probably a natural thing to be, you know, kind of clunky in the beginning, but we did figure it out. And I guess to be really honest about it too, we probably resisted it some. We were scared. We were really scared. We didn't know. We thought they were going to be like, are we going to get fired? Are we going to get, you know, how much are they weighing in on our performance? Are we good at what we're doing? Are we not? Because now we had outside people like in our business. And so we had to work past that and really put together the documents that explained what the role of the board was, what the role of management, what the role of the family was. And so anyway, it was an interesting process.
I'm really glad you brought that up because it's so common that families who are considering a board will say, well, my CFO doesn't think it's a great idea, or chief operating officer just really is hesitant about it. And they relied on that person or that team of people so much over the course of building their business that when they hit that hesitation, that really stands out to them. And what we're trying to do with family businesses through Prairie Family Business Association is help educate them on the power of a board and how it can help the vision and how it can help be strategic and get you to places that maybe you didn't even dream of 10 years ago mm-hmm. that you would be at today. And there is so much power in operating in that way and not letting yourself be held back. And I think the other thing that it really helps is you're not giving up power and control. You're really relying on these team of experts who are thinking in a way that you don't think, mm-hmm. who see things that you don't see in your day-to-day. And you still, this power and the control still relies where it should within the family and the ownership. The board is there as an asset.
Yes, yes, for sure. And we've really learned to use them as an asset. I know that myself, I know Jake has and other senior leadership members have actually called the board members on the side too, not just in the meetings, but talk to them offline, if you want to say it that way, and ask for advice and tips and how should we do this, how should we do that. So I know you probably have had several conversations.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And as management, when you're in that situation, I get it because like we joke that like before you could sell an idea at Lloyd Companies just by walking to the bathroom with Craig. By the time you finish washing your hands, you know, he was bought into the idea. And now I got to formalize it. I got to put it on paper. I got to sell it to seven people and they all got to agree, or at least four of them. And you know, like this whole process, it's intimidating. It feels like it's going to change your day-to-day life, but like when you really get to thinking about it, that continuity, knowing what it's going to be like beyond that founder and how important that person is to your business, how do we take it to the next level and honor their legacy with that? And then they are, to that point, we've got some really great mentors, different perspectives, people who will take the time to understand where you're coming from. And if you go out and find the right board members, it's not going to set you back as a leader.
And I was just going to add, you know, the other key thing that I've witnessed over time is that they have made us really vet out these ideas. Or as Jake was saying, you know, you can just, you know, run into Craig in the hall and run an idea by him and there it goes. They've forced us to slow down, to think about it, do the proper steps, like put an actual business plan together and how this thing is going to work and present it to them. So it's really made us better, definitely.
Talk about the interactions with you, family, board, and how some of this platform can help things from becoming too personal. It's really a platform that can help with the ideas like you talk about. Talk about how you all kind of come together and interact.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of there's a lot of that at Lloyd Companies. I work for a family member. I supervise a family member. We've got family members on the board, talk to Craig multiple times a week. And so there's a lot of that interaction and it's really challenging. I can, you know, for them to know, well, I'm making decisions based on myself as an owner, but then now I'm in the seat of a manager. And that's a really challenging place to be, to think about those different perspectives and now have to be a part of the team, and then go to the board meeting where you're thinking about it from a different perspective. And the board really does create that opportunity to balance that out and those different perspectives that you might feel as an owner. Because it's hard if you're sitting in the room at the management table when the decision's made, but you have something that not from a management perspective, but as somebody whose financial future is at risk here, like to bring that to the board in a different way and allow them to express that and be a sounding board for that, I think does give some freedom to those conversations where you can make really good business decisions, but not be devoid of that interaction of the risk that you feel as an owner in the business.
I would just like to add to that, that the board has really been this buffer that I have witnessed over the years between family and management. And I know it can be challenging, especially, you know, Christy, she's in a EVP role with the company, and she's obviously running one of our largest divisions. And then at the same time, she has such a major owner's hat, you know, going on. So the board has really helped buffer that and set up these structures so that we can, you know, communicate in a way that we need to. Many times in the past, I guess Craig and Chris both have said, you know, they just don't want these business decisions to ruin things like Thanksgiving or their relationships. And that is one thing that Chris talked about a lot over the years, is when, you know, he grew up with the Lloyds. I mean, he was on their family vacations, and now they were sitting in boardrooms having tough conversations and not agreeing on things. And there's times he said, I couldn't be honest with how I was feeling because I didn't want to upset Pat and Craig, because it wasn't maybe the vision they had or the direction they wanted it to go, but it was what he was feeling that was right. And so now he has a resource, the board, to help communicate and be that buffer in between. And I think it's helped for Christy as well. So it's truly valuable.
What I hear from other families as well as from Lloyd companies is that ability to pick up the phone and call board members, as you mentioned, and how valuable that can be. Being in a family business can feel isolating. Being in leadership in any business can feel lonely, and especially when you're at the top, and just having these people who are so invested in what you're doing that at any moment you have a question or you want to bounce something off them, or they have a piece of information that they could probably get quicker than you could, to have them right at your phone or your email, how huge is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's invaluable when you really think about it. Like, these are people, we have people who ran Fortune 100 companies on our board. Like, that's a perspective that not many people get the opportunity to be engaged with when in a company of a small family company, which is what we started out as, and now we're growing quite a bit. But it really does offer that opportunity for a totally different perspective and access to information and knowledge that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
And you know what's really great is when they actually tell you that we're on the right path and we're doing the right thing. That's rewarding.
Yeah.
How does that feel job fulfillment wise? With you coming to work every day, how does that feel to you?
I don't know what the right word would be. Like, if it's fulfilling, empowering, like you're doing the right thing, you're on the right path. I mean, literally, I still think of us as this little mom and pop shop, you know. And then I have to step back and think, no, we're much bigger than that now. But I love that we still operate. I feel like a mom and pop shop, and that's how we function every day. And so, to have these other successful business people on our board, and then to say, oh, you guys are doing the right thing, or man, you guys do that really, really well. It's like, wow, okay, that's awesome. But I do think that is one thing with how Craig and Pat have really started the company back, focus on culture. And I think, you know, I'll give a ton of credit to the people that they have surrounded themselves around, I guess, surrounded themselves with over the years, and continued to have us focus on culture. And that's how we hire. And I think that's how we draw the talent we're drawing, is by the culture that we've been very consistent with. And it started 52 years ago.
It's really impressive. And that's what families are striving for. whether they're first generation or second generation or third generation, trying to figure it out with more family members, maybe a larger, more complex business, what the future looks like, how they can innovate, what blinders they might have that they might not see coming down the pipeline that those who they surround themselves with can really help. What advice would you give to a family business who's considering a board? What would you tell them?
I mean, for me, it's start now and don't let perfection be the enemy of progress. Like, this is not something that you write up the documents and you got it right the first time. If you do, you got really, really, really lucky. We've been doing it for 12 years. We're still tweaking the documents that run the board. You know, you're sort of, you're building the race car as you're driving it. And so there is still a lot of that. And don't feel like it's permanent. You have the ability to change these things. You have the time at this point to see it come together. And so don't waste that time. And the other thing I would say is it is a powerful recruiting tool when you're talking about those higher level people. I've had a number of people who we've hired for professional roles who've asked us, like, so what happens when Craig's gone? Like, do I still have a job? You know, and they're considering this against other opportunities, and we walk them through that, and it provides a lot of assurances to people that we have our stuff together, that this is a place they can grow and thrive regardless of the outside influences on our business.
That's very powerful for people to witness. How about to people in your shoes who are in key non-family executive leadership roles within a business? What would you say to them if the family says, hey, we're considering a board?
I would say, number one, embrace the process. Don't be scared of it. Like, it is going to feel different. It's going to feel weird. But that's okay. It's new. That's when you have change, that's how change is supposed to happen. But just really embrace it. And also understand you're going to be changing it throughout as time does evolve. Just like Jake said, you're going to constantly changing and tweaking how you are communicating, what the expectations are. And that is okay.
And it's a huge opportunity for you personally to grow. Like, that's the other thing. Like, I've grown through that process. I've got, you know, people who work for me that they've grown because of that process. And our team just keeps elevating. And that's more opportunities for us as a company, the impact that we have. There's things that we're doing in our community that we wouldn't be set up to do if we didn't have these structures in place. And so we can look around, look at the impact on me personally, and see, like, there's a lot of opportunity to just continue to invest in yourself through this process.
That's a great testament to retaining talent and how a board and the structure can really help support that. That's not to be underestimated.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for this conversation. Our goal and our mission is to help families consider a board and operating in that way, whether they start as advisory or whether they go to fiduciary right off the bat. We know that it's one of the predictors for success. You are a case study in that. You showcased how the success has really happened once that board was implemented in that structure. What we hear from one of our partners, Generation 6, in the research that they do is there's three key indicators for success in a family business, and that's family meetings, that's strategic planning, and that's a board. And when you have those three things that you put in place and are continuing to tweak and grow in advance, you're going to be set up for success, just as you've shown us. Thank you very much for sharing those experiences with us.
Thank you.
We're going to move to our family business 5. And so we have 5 questions we're going to ask the two of you. Jake, what's a book that has greatly influenced your life?
Probably the most impactful book for me is called Becoming a King by Morgan Snyder. It is not a business book. It's a Christian book that has really impacted the way that I approach the world, including business.
It's great. Becoming a King.
Yeah.
Write that one down. Through you experiencing Lloyd Company's involvement with Prairie Family Business Association, what program or experience that the family or you yourselves have taken on has really stood out to you?
For me, it's the EOS traction process, implementing that, implementing the L10 meetings, I think a game changer for us. It's really provided structure and a communication tool across the entire company.
And you've been operating in some methods of EOS for a few years, but formally with an implementer for how many years?
Oh, geez, two or three. Probably, yeah. two or three. Before that, we just pretended we were running EOS.
Throughout the pieces we didn't want.
Yeah, like, that doesn't apply, that doesn't apply. And then I, thankful to you, I got to go to the national conference. And that's where I realized, I came back and said, we're either in or we're out, because this is we're just fooling ourselves otherwise.
And I know your implementer, Kyle Kangas, mm-hmm. has been a real asset
yeah.
to you.
Mm-hmm. Huge, huge. We don't even want to run a meeting without him, like our quarterly planning or yearly strategic planning session. No.
That's great. Yeah. And another example of how that outside looking yes. in can help continue to advance and grow. Mm-hmm. Reflecting on Lloyd Companies, what do you most contribute the success of Lloyd Companies to, or what are you most proud of?
I'm gonna go to culture. Jake might have something else to add, but I do think the culture is what makes us super, super successful. Obviously, that's on the people side. And then, you know, if you want to just go into what our operations are, I think it's because we're risk takers and we're diversified.
And I put, you know, the specific part of our culture that zeroed in on was the solve it piece. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got a group of people, we take big risks, and some of them work out really well, and some of them require you to dig in and do a little extra work on the back end to recover them. And Craig is always, even at the times where we've done something where he thought we shouldn't and it didn't go well, he gives us the opportunity to fix it. And we've got a group of people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and get things done.
So you call those the solvers,
as one of our core values, it was solve it. Mm-hmm. We cleaned it up for, it was written otherwise, but we wanted to create it in a way it could be published and mass disseminated on a regular basis. But we get things done.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot. Who is someone from outside Lloyd Companies who's been instrumental to your success?
It's hard for me to limit this down to one person, but there's a group of people. There are investors and partners. Some of them are now my very best friends. They are people who believe in our business because of a shared love for Craig and the way that he looks at the world. And they continue to come alongside us over and over again. And just grateful for that. A number of them are actually members of your organization, and just really good people that are willing to come alongside and see the communities we're in impacted.
That's great.
And mine is Tom Morgan, I guess, with Vistage. It's just that group here locally that we meet once a month, and it's just been phenomenal with other business leaders. You know, we all share in the same problems. It might just look a little different, but generally it's the same problem. So being able to be with that group, but Tom leads that group, and then he's also serves as my professional coach. So
wonderful. Those peer groups can be so helpful in so many aspects of life and business. And what's a lesson learned from a Lloyd family member that's really stuck out to you?
This one's kind of fun. You know, Craig, he's got 1,000 sayings, and most of them we couldn't say on this podcast. I was thinking about a number of them, and like we recall them in meetings. They're kind of fun one-liners, but like they really do come down to two things, and it's perseverance. He doesn't give up. He comes through things, but a deep care for other people, whether that's his employees, his partners, the community, people who have less than him. And like when he and I are getting after each other on something that one of us thinks we should do, I know where he's coming from. And like, he cares about me. He cares about my family. He cares about all 450 employees. And he's operating from that place of, how do I make sure that a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, these people and whoever else is a part of that team continue to be able to rely on Lloyd Companies. And that's something that, like, just the more time you spend around him, it just continues to build up and really is embedded in our culture. Like, it's something that for me, it's deeply personal. I feel that in the way I approach my business decisions, and I see so many of the people who work for us do the exact same thing.
It's one of the great advantages to working for a family business and a family business ownership group.
Yep.
Well, I don't know how I top that. Pat and Craig are extremely awesome role models. And so literally what I've learned from them is they lead by example, and there is not one job that's above them. you know, when I first started, and they constantly talk about it. They walk the four corners basically of a property, and you walk that, you pick up the garbage, you make it look good. And I have been with Pat and Craig where they're just picking up garbage everywhere, you know? So it's just the little things that, you know, people probably think, oh geez, they're Pat and Craig Lloyd, but Pat and Craig are the most down to earth people I know. Like, they are so awesome that way. You wouldn't know of their successes because they don't act like that. They don't gloat like that. And I love that. They're just real people, and that makes everyone around them feel so comfortable.
And that's what family business is mm-hmm. all about. And mm-hmm. they're impacting their employees, all of you, the future generations of their family, the young members of their family. That's where the culture really can rise up.
Yep.
Yep, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
If we even help one family take that step to start the board, yep. we have done great work today. Thank you very much.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
And on that note, we've reached the end of the episode. Thank you to Jake Kwanzi and Becky Word for sharing their experiences as key non-family leaders in a family business. Founders Craig and Pat Lloyd received Prairie Family Business Association's Lifetime Achievement Award in 2023. Read more about the Lloyd family story and how they've been involved with Prairie Family Business at the link in the show notes. After hearing about a family business operating with a board, are you wondering how you can take the next step in developing your own board for your family business? We can help. We offer a program called Board Bootcamp that helps business owners, next generation leaders, and current board members create high-performing boards, advisory teams, or fiduciary boards. We also have like-minded individuals in the family business community who are looking to build, maintain, and improve their boards. We'd love to connect you. Read more at the link in the show notes. Thanks again for joining us today. Our inaugural season of the Family Business Connection will be 10 episodes featuring stories from all kinds of family business leaders that guide the family businesses to thrive for generations. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you.